said, we'll have to keep these cold compresses on his head. He says, keep the fever down. And I'll be back in the morning. Mr. Woodward was very concerned. As the doctor started to leave, he turned around. Oh, Mr. Woodward, have you heard from the parents? He says, no. He says, we haven't, and that's strange. You see, his father's a sea captain. He says, I don't even know whether he has a mother. At least she's not listed on his application. Is his father out to sea? Well, evidently, he said, we can't get a hold of him. We sent messages, but nothing has come back. He says, keep trying. I think it would do the boy a great deal of good if his father came home. He said, well, I know he's a sea captain. Bowie told me about it. He said, in fact, he invited me to go with his father sometime during the summer vacation, go for a sea voyage. He said, that is if he's going to live. He says, well, we'll do everything we can. The doctor left with the promise that he would be back that evening. The rest of the day was very sad for Skeeter and Jackie, and they took their turns sitting and putting cold compresses on Bowie's forehead to keep the fever down. It was late in the afternoon when there was a rider coming up the drive very fast. Skeeter, who was just coming from a chore out at the horse barns, stopped. The man yelled. He says, hey, boy. He says, yes? He says, I have a message here. He says, for a boy, is there such a boy as Bowie around here? He says, sure. He said, sure. Mr. Woodward stepped out on the porch. Skeeter, what is it? He said, he's got a message for Bowie. Mr. Woodward rushed out, looked at the letter. He said, yeah, we have that boy here. He says, thanks a lot. Thanks. Mr. Woodward rushed inside and up the steps. And finally, Skeeter followed him, and so did Jackie. Said, well, there's no point giving it to Bowie. Said, in his condition, he couldn't even open it, let alone read it. I imagine we better read it, and then I can go in and talk to him about it, that his father's coming. Mr. Woodward opened the letter. It said, dear sir. He looked at it, he says, dear sir, he said, that's not even to Bowie. He said, that must be for me, he says, the headmaster or me. This is to inform you that Bowie's father was lost at sea during a violent storm. Mr. Woodward didn't read any further. He said, well, what? His dad's dead? He said, he's lost at sea. He said, this is going to be a terrible blow if he survives. Finally, it got around school that Bowie's father was lost at sea and that Bowie himself was on the verge of death. Mr. Woodward says, Skeeter, he said, you boys take this, put this letter somewhere. He said, if he ever gets well, we'll have to give it to him. He said, I'll take care of it. He said, hide it somewhere where he can get it. He said, I will. He said, I'll be waiting for the doctor downstairs and tell him what happened. Skeeter went inside. The shades were pulled. It was rather dark inside. He looked over at the bed. He saw Branface, all red, heavy breathing, and every so often it seemed like his breath would almost stop. Skeeter would almost jump out of his skin, and then he'd hear the next breath. He said, yes, it's awful scary in here. He looked around the room. Where could he put the letter? Finally, he looked at the dresser. On the dresser was a scarf. He decided who would look under the scarf. So he slipped the letter under the scarf. And on the scarf, somebody had put a vase with fresh flowers. So he put the vase on top, and he knew now nobody would reach under the vase to get the letter, not even knowing it was there. So he came outside, and about that time, Mr. Woodworth and the doctor were rushing upstairs again. Hugo stuck his head out the door. He said, hey, Skeeter. He said, what do you want? He said, come here. He said, maybe I don't want to. He said, you greenhorn, come here. He said, yes, sir. He said, what do you want? He said, how is Bowie? He said, he's very, very sick. He said, is he going to die? He said, the doctor doesn't know. He said, hey, he said, could you talk to that that Indian friend of yours, he said, he promised he's going to scalp me. Yes, I know, and he probably will. He can't do that. I said, it wasn't my fault. He said, well, who took us up there? He said, wasn't that you and Horace? He said, yeah, but it was a joke. He said, well, you tell Mogai about being a joke. He said, when he comes to scalp you, he said, you tell him it's a joke. He said, he can't do that. Finally, they saw Mogai come out the door. Hugo says, inside, Horace, and he gave him a shove, and Horace went sprawling over the bed, over to the other side. He said, the dresser, quick. They piled the furniture in front of the door. Skeeter listened. Mogai says, pale face with fire in hair, act very frightened. He said, well, I think he is, Mogai. Skeeter said, let's just knock at the door. And Mogai, would you say these words for me? He says, what? Say, let me in. All right, he said, if you want me to. Skeeter pounded on the door. Mogai says, let me in. Hugo's hair stood straight up. He said, it's the Indian. He says, more furniture. God, what are we going to get the bed up here? He says, get everything. They start piling everything up. He said, would you do that one more time, please? He said, me no understand, but me say it. Skeeter pounded louder at the door. Mogai said, let me in. Hugo looked at Horace, or Horace looked at Hugo. He said, gee, Hugo, he said, and I always thought you had such pretty hair, too. So Hugo says, never mind that. He says, keep the furniture up. Skeeter is outside laughing. Mogai looked at him. He said, I no understand. He said, well, it's a long story, Mogai. He said, come on. He said, I guess we frightened him enough. So the next few days, things got worse for Bui. His fever didn't break. And on the third day, the boys were sitting in their room, and they had been sitting with Bui. The doctor had been there twice a day. Mr. Woodworth evidently couldn't get a hold of anyone that knew anything about his father except that he was lost at sea. And the boys were sitting there, and Mogai looked at the boys, how sad they were. He says, maybe Mogai can help. He says, no, not even your medicine man would help, Mogai. He said, but they say father not dead, just lost. If you lost sometimes you find your way home. He said, in the water? He says, maybe. He says, I think I'd go see. And all of a sudden he jumped up. Jackie started after him. He says, Mogai. He says, I'll be back. And they saw him run across the yard to the stables and jump on a horse bareback and disappear. He said, he'd gone out of his mind. Well, he said he'd be back. He said, I guess we'll just tell Mr. Woodworth he left for a while. There's nothing I can do about it. Bui, who was not getting any better, his fever still hadn't broken. And at this particular time, it was supposed to be Skeeter's turn to go sit. And he and Jackie were talking, and he had forgotten about it. Finally, when Bui looked up and saw no one there, he wondered what had happened. And he was rather dazed and feverish. And on the dresser, he saw the water that he wanted. He looked around to see if he could ask somebody, and there was no one there. So he very slowly got out of bed, staggered over to the dresser, and began to pour a glass of water. And as he poured the water, being very weak and shaky, he spilled much of it onto the covering, the lace cloth on top of the dresser. And as he did so, he realized what he had done. So he picked up the lace cloth and put it over the back of the chair to dry. And as he began to pick up the glass to take his drink, he saw a letter, and he saw his name. and he slowly picked it up and pulled out the letter and began to read. "This is to inform you that your father was lost at sea." When he read that, he fell to the floor. About this time, Jackie looked at Skeeter. He said, "Skeeter, you're supposed to be sitting with Bowie." "Oh, I forgot about it. I'll go there right now." And he started down the hall. When he opened the door, he let out a terrible scream. He said, "Jackie!" Jackie said, "What's wrong?" He said, "It's Bowie, look." Jackie rushed in and started to pick Bowie up to carry him over to the bed. Skeeter helped him and they put him in bed, and all of a sudden Skeeter looked down, and clutched in Bowie's hand was a wadded up piece of paper. Jackie said, "What is it?" He said, "I don't know." Jackie took it out of his hand and read. He said, "Skeeter," he said, this is the letter that he wasn't supposed to read." He said, "Well, I didn't know it. I hid it under that cloth." Mr. Woodward, who had heard the screaming and some of the other boys were sticking their heads in the door, Mr. Woodward says, "Let me through. What happened?" Jackie looked up. "Mr. Woodward, I'm sorry." He says, "Skeeter was supposed to be here, but we were talking, and when we got here, he was on the floor unconscious, and we found this in his hand." Well, then he knows his father will never return. He says, "This is too bad, boys. The doctor didn't want him to know this until he was well, that is, if he's ever going to get well." He says, "You boys go on out. I'll take care of it." He says, "I'll send somebody for the doctor, quick." Of course, when all the commotion subsided, Hugo Barnes wanted to know what happened. He said, "Hey, Skeeter." He says, "What happened in there?" He said, "Hugo Barnes," he says, "you better get to your room and pile the furniture again." He said, "Because he's very bad." He said, "Really? He's probably going to die." Hugo grabbed the horse. He says, "Come on, horse." And they rushed down the hall and went in the room and started piling the furniture up in front of the door again. He says, I think that Indian... He said, "But he's not here." Hugo says, "What do you mean, horse?" He said, "Well, I saw him jump on the horse." "You did? He's not... Well, then we don't have too much to worry about." He said, "I hope he never gets back. In that case..." He said, "We have nothing to worry about." He says, "What am I getting so excited about?" "It's what I'm trying to tell you." He says, "Well, put the furniture back." "That's all I do." He said, "I feel like a moving furniture man, just back and forth, back and forth." He says, "Well, you're my roommate." He said, "You want me to lose my hair?" "I don't know." He said, "It's your hair." Finally, the doctor came in and rushed up the steps, went inside, and all the boys, including Mr. Woodward, waited outside. And finally, when the doctor came out, he says, "Well, I don't know, Mr. Woodworth." He said, "It's very serious." He said, "The boy has seemed to give up wanting to live." He said, "Is there anything that happened?" He says, "Yes, I better tell you, doctor." He said, "He found the note and read it. He knows his father is lost." "Well, that's very bad. That's very bad." He said, "Today was the day I thought that maybe his fever would be breaking." He said, "Even if it breaks now, the boy has no will to live." And he said, "I can't do too much for him." Skeeter, with tears in his eyes, he said, "You mean Bowie's going to die?" He said, "Well, I didn't say he was going to die. I just said that I don't think he has any reason to live." He said, "Well, if you don't want to live," he said, "you die." He said, "Well, I guess that's right." He said, "I'll be back again tonight. Mr. Woodward, don't feel guilty about it. It's one of those things." He said, "It couldn't happen." Skeeter said, "It was my fault." He said, "I could have hit it better." Mr. Woodward felt sorry for Skeeter. He says, "Skeeter, anyone could have done what you did." He said, "I'd have probably put it in the same place." He says, "Where else would you put it?" He says, "We didn't know that he was going to get up." He said, "Well, I should have been in my place." He said, "If he dies, it's my fault too." The boys went back to their room. And as they sat there trying to do their lessons that evening, all of a sudden it dawned on Skeeter. He said, "Hey, Jackie, you know what Friday is?" He says, "Friday's Friday, like always." He said, "Do they change the days?" He said, "No, Jackie." He said, "You know what Friday really is?" He says, no, what is really Friday? He said, our 2 weeks are up. We can go home. Oh. He said, aren't you glad, Jackie? He said, well, we can go. 2 weeks and we... Jackie, I heard you. He said, well, let's start packing. He said, we got 2 days yet. He said, well, nothing like being ready. And all of a sudden, he looked at Jackie, and Jackie didn't look excited at all. He said, Jackie looked Skeeter straight in the eye. Skeeter, do you have the nerve to leave? Probably not even knowing whether Bowie lived or died, and couldn't care less. Oh, no, Jackie. He said, me and my big stupid head. He said, I never even thought of that. He said, that's your trouble, Skeeter. There's so many things you don't think about. He says, I don't care if I have to stay here all year. He says, I'm going to stay here. I'm not going to leave Bowie. Especially when we're sort of responsible for it. He said, yeah, you're right. You're always right, Jackie. He said, I should listen to you. He said, of course we're not going to go home. He said, until Bowie gets well, right? He says, well, right. It was the next day, and the boy still didn't know where Mogai had gone. And finally, that afternoon, right after lunch, as the boys were returning to their rooms, Skeeter looked out the window, and he saw a cloud of dust coming in. He said, hey, look at that twister coming in. Jackie said, that's no twister. That's somebody riding a horse awfully fast. He said, well, I know who that would be then. He said, that's Mogai. They rushed down the steps. Hugo heard him running, and he opened the door. He said, hey, Skeeter. He said, what's going on? Skeeter looked back. The Indian's back. Whoa! He jumped back inside. He says, the furniture, quick. Horace said, what? Do we have to move that stuff again? I'm just resting. He said, well, get up and unrest. And they start moving the furniture. Mogai jumped off the horse. Skeeter grabbed the reins. He says, you take him, horse, to stable. Feed and water him. He said, feed and water him? He said, that's all I am, just an errand boy around here. Jackie rushed up. He says, Mogai, what happened? He says, Mogai, wait for message. Mogai, wait for message. I don't even know what you're talking about. He says, you see. They went upstairs. Jackie said, are you hungry? Me no eat all day long. He says, well, I'll go down the kitchen. He says, get to the room. He went down to see the cook, and he explained what Mogai was doing. He said, it's very irregular. Jackie said, well, I don't care how irregular it is. I just need some food for my friend Mogai. He said, he's been on a mission of some kind. Oh, all right, but don't tell the headmaster. So he gave him a plate of food, and Jackie took it up. As Mogai was eating, he tried to get Mogai to talk. He said, Mogai, where did you go and what did you do? Me see my father, big chief, send many fast messengers to coast to see about Bowie's father. He said, now I wait for message. He said, I still don't understand what you're talking about. My father have many swift riders carry message like the wind. He says, yeah, I understand all that. And every so often he'd go to the window and look up to the mountain peaks. Skeeter got back. He said, hi. He says, hi. He said, where had he been? I don't know. He said he'd been to his father or something, and he's got some messengers going to the coast. He says, I don't understand it. And all that afternoon, Mogai kept looking out the window. Finally, in the evening, after classes, he still came back to the room and started looking out the window. He said, what are you looking for? He says, for a message. He said, what's going to come by, pigeon or something? He says, no. And all of a sudden, he said, now, little pale face, look. And he looked over towards the mountain peaks, and there was a puff of smoke come up, and then another, and then another. Jackie rushed up. He says, what is it? What are they saying? And all of a sudden, there was a big smile on Mogai's face. Very fast, brave, bring message. Is it good news? Is it good news? Mogai smiled. Good news. says, well, when are they going to get here? So they come very soon, very soon. And it wasn't long. They had just finished supper when they were coming out, when they saw another cloud of smoke. And they saw an Indian brave ride up like the wind. Mogai rushed out. He knew him. He handed him a message. He turned around and disappeared as fast. Mogai rushed up to Mr. Woodworth, who was just coming down the hall. I have message. I have message. He says, Mogai, you've been gone. He says, I have message. You read. He opened the message, and he read it. There was a big smile on his face. He says, they found his father. He's on his way here now. He said, oh, no. He said, that's what it says. Mogai, he says, you... He says, Mogai, send, my father send warriors to go search and find. He says, he coming fast now. Mr. Woodward said, I'll go up and tell Bowie. As he started up the steps, he looked back and he saw the doctor coming in. He says, doctor, read. Oh, that's the best. He says, have you told him yet? He says, no, but his father should be here any time. They rushed upstairs. Bowie was practically unconscious. He couldn't even hear. He says, Bowie, your father is coming. And Bowie wouldn't even open his eyes. The doctor looked up at Mr. Woodward. It may be too late. Mr. Woodward looked quite puzzled. He says, what do you mean? His pulse is very weak. I'm afraid he isn't going to make it through the night. When they came out, the boys and all could tell what was in their mind. Mr. Woodward had tears sparkling in the corners of his eyes. Skeeter looked up and said, Mr. Woodward, is he dead? No, Skeeter, but the doctor gives us no hope. Oh, no, my friend Bowie, my dear friend Bowie. And he took off running down the hall, and he bumped into something. He looked up, and it was Hugo Barnes. He says, what's wrong, Skeeter? He said, Bowie's dying. He's going to die. What? He said, get away from me. And he broke loose and ran into the room. Horace, who was right in back of him, said, hey, we said, we better get out of here fast. They saw Mogai down by Jackie. Mogai saw them. He started to walk towards them. The two of them ran as fast as they could run into their room and start putting the furniture in front of the door. He said, hurry up. I'm hurrying. He said, he's coming. Mogai didn't go to the end of the hall or halfway down the hall where their room was, but he went in to see Skeeter. Skeeter was on his bed crying. Mogai, who cried seldom, looked at him very sadly. No cry too much, little pale face. Sadness comes and sadness goes. Someday you will be happy again. He said, not if Bowie dies, I won't. Mogai went to the window, and as he looked out, he saw a very strange sight. He says, Skeeter, come here. But I don't want to. He says, you have to come here. He reached over and picked him up. He said, come on, look to the window. Look. Skeeter looked and he rubbed his eyes. He said, what is it? The men don't understand. He rushed out and grabbed Jackie. He said, Jackie, come here. He said, there's somebody out there, very strange looking. Come on. They ran down the steps. And finally, when they got on the porch, they looked out. They saw a man on a horse, strangely dressed with a sea cap and a sea jacket, and carrying something under a big piece of cloth and a small duffel bag. Jackie and Skeeter both looked, and finally Jackie went up. He says, hello. Oh, hi there, mateys. He says, might you know where I might find Bowie? He said, Bowie? He said, are you his father? Indeed I am, matey, indeed I am. Where is he? Jackie says, well, he's been sick. He says, ah. He says, he'll get over it. He says, show me where he is. He says, upstairs, come on. And he started lugging all this duffel bag in this cage, and finally Skeeter and Jackie says, "We'll carry this for you." He said, "The doctor and Mr. Woodworth are down there now." And finally, when they got to the head of the steps, the doctor and Mr. Woodworth looked, and they saw this sea captain coming down the hall. And he walked all the way down. He says, "I'm looking for my son, Bowie." The doctor smiled. He says, "You are?" He says, "Indeed I am." He says, "I presume you're the doctor?" He says, "Yes, I'm the doctor." He says, "He's a very sick boy." He says, "I'm very happy." He says, "Maybe if you'd go in to talk to him." The sea captain opened the door and walked in, walked over. He says, "Bowie." He says, "Your father." Bowie was breathing very heavily. He said, "It's your father." Bowie just slowly opened his eyes, and his father began to talk. He says, "Me." He says, "I'm back." He says, "Remember, you're going to go on to the sea voyage with me this summer." He says, "What are you going to be doing in bed like this?" He said, "A boy of mine?" He said, "Now, come on." He said, "You've got to snap out of this." And all of a sudden, Bowie opened his eyes and looked. "Father, you're dead." "Ha! Am I? Do I look like I'm dead?" He says, "You're more dead than I am, boy." He says, "But..." "Ah," he says, "you don't think an old sea like that could keep me down." He says, "Sure, I lost my ship." He says, "But I got by." He says, "Now you've got to get yourself well." Bowie smiled. He says, "Sure, I'll be well in no time."